you by Lady Bird.
Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 4. Fluent Reader. Ladybird Class. The Missing Roman. Miss Zebra opened a history book. Today, we will learn all about the Romans, she said. Get ready for an exciting adventure into Roman times.
History is my favourite, said Zara Penguin.
In the book, the class saw a busy Roman street where the clothes looked very different and everyone was eating different food.
I love the clothes, but I might not want to eat dormice and snails, Zara laughed.
And here we are, said Miss Zebra. She showed the class the city. They saw someone. She looked very scared.
Can you please help me? She asked. Max is missing. I'm Max's mum.
Yes, we will help you, said Miss Zebra.
It's so good of you to help, said Max's mum. Have some food to eat while you look for Max. I made the bread.
She had some bread and olive oil for the class.
Thank you, said Zara.
She looked after the olive oil. Miss Zebra showed the class the forum. A Roman was carried into the forum on a sedan chair.
Faster! Faster!
He called angrily. He must be wealthy, said Miss Zebra. Wealthy Romans were carried on sedan chairs. When the class left the forum, there were some soldiers moving in the city. They followed the soldiers in the city for a while. The class saw some Roman baths. There was a busy pool where everyone was bathing.
Can we go in the pool? Asked Zara.
Not today, said Miss Zebra. A wealthy Roman left the baths. That is Brutus, said Miss Zebra. He picks the gladiators. Brutus dropped a key. Olivia Crocodile picked the key up. She went after Brutus, but he had left. She put the key in her belt. The class saw the Colosseum. Everyone was so excited to see the gladiators. Gladiators were getting ready to fight.
There's Brutus, said Miss Zebra.
He looks scary and angry, said Zara.
When they left the Colosseum, Zara heard a call for help. She followed the call she heard to the window of a cell. The class saw someone at the window.
Can you help me?
He asked.
I'm Max. Brutus said I stole some food. He locked me up in this cell. But I have not stolen the food,
said Max.
If I don't get out, I'll have to fight with the gladiators today.
You must be so scared, said Zara. Yes, we can help you to get out.
Thank you, said Max.
The class all wanted to help Max. Olivia tried to open the door, but it was locked. Brutus and some soldiers were coming down the street. Everyone on the street moved away.
We have to get Max out, fast, said Zara.
Olivia found the key in her belt.
Look,
Olivia said to Zara.
I picked up this key at the baths. Brutus dropped it. It might open the door.
At first, the key would not fit into the lock. But Zara put olive oil on the key and tried again. It fit. The door opened and Max was out of the cell. Brutus would be very angry if he saw that Max was missing. So they took Max to Miss Zebra.
You helped me, said Max. Please come home with me. I want to thank you.
I'm pleased that we found you, Max, said Miss Zebra. We will take you home. The class went home with Max. Max's mum made a banquet of Roman food to thank the class. It was dormice and snails again.
This is a very good banquet. Could we please have some bread and olive oil too?
Zara laughed. The class played some Roman games with Max. Zara was very good at playing the games.
I love Roman games, said Zara.
Miss Zebra put the history book away.
That was an exciting Roman adventure, said Olivia. I want to learn about history again. And I want to play our Roman games, said Zara.
Yes, but first it's time for our favourite banquet, said Miss Zebra. How much do you remember about the story of the missing Roman? Answer these questions and find out. Who likes the Roman clothes? Why does Max's mum need help? How does Miss Zebra know the Roman at the forum is wealthy? How does Zara Penguin make the key fit in the lock? What does Max's mum make to thank the class? What do the class do when they get back to school? Read it yourself. Ladybird Class. The Missing Roman. Written by Amy McCaw. Illustrated by Martin Kane. read by Penelope Rawlins. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2024.